This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
It's AT Explained. I'm Matt Largie. You know, each time on AT Explained, we take a question from a listener about Austin's people, places, and culture, and we investigate the story behind it. And a lot of those questions have to do with how Austin is changing and what gets left behind. And today's story is pretty much along those lines. The story got me thinking a lot about progress and history. In particular, it reminded me of this old kid's book. It's called The Little House. It was written back in the 1940s.
Once upon a time, there was a little house way out in the country. She was a pretty little house, and she was strong and well-built. The man who built her so well said, "This little house shall never be sold for gold or silver, and she will live to see our great-great-grandchildren's great-great-grandchildren living in her." The little house was very happy as she sat on the hill and watched the countryside around her. Way off in the distance, she could see the lights of the city. The little house was curious about the city and wondered what it would be like to live there.
So here's what caught the attention of our question askers.
I was driving down 183 right past the airport.
Right where Highway 71 splits.
And there's this mound of dirt.
It's on the left.
Right beside that mound of dirt in between both the south and north sides of 183.
I remember doing a double take like, that's a cemetery.
There's this little tiny cemetery.
This tiny cemetery.
In the median between the highways.
That was Lee Bolton, Pacheska Marrero, and Emily Bain. They all asked about the story behind this little cemetery for ET Explained. Who's there? Why is it still there? And what will become of it? All right, I'm coming west on 71, and we're looking for this little cemetery. There are cranes and dump trucks and bulldozers everywhere. They're working on new ramps for this intersection between Highway 71 and 183. All right, whoa, okay, there it is. In the middle of the road there, there's a couple of mesquite trees and some gravestones. Now I just have to figure out how the heck I'm going to get to it. Going to have to turn around. I parked the car on the side of the road across 183. Going to have to cross 183 on foot here in a second. That's going to be awesome. Fortunately, it's just a little two-lane section of it. Wait, there's nothing coming. I'm going. Okay. Got to cross. Up close, the whole thing is overgrown. You can barely see the gravestones. The cemetery is surrounded by a rusted chain-link fence, and then another fence around that. A couple sad-looking mesquite trees droop over the burial ground. There's a plaque here. It says, Davidson Little Page Cemetery, established 1856. 1856. This place has been here for 162 years. The city of Austin was only about 30 years old when the first person was buried here. The landscape back then would have been dramatically different. It was a cotton plantation. Now, massive hills of dirt and old construction equipment loom over the cemetery. So, our question askers wonder,
are they building over it? Are they building around it? Are they going to move it?
First, let's start with who they were.
Should I go through the graves for you?
Yeah, please.
This is Nancy Beam Pexa. She lives in Minnesota, but some of the people buried in the Davidson Little Page Cemetery are her ancestors.
Okay, Martha Elizabeth, wife of A.M. Davidson. And she was born 1816. She died 1864.
Nancy's done a ton of research on her family. Martha Elizabeth Davidson was her great-great-great-grandmother. She lived to 48.
Two of their children died young. So those are two of the graves there. So you've got the mother with two children, James and Lavinia.
James A. Davidson and Lavinia Davidson Campbell died at 20 and 23 years old.
Martha Knight Little Page, and she was born 30th of October, 1837, Tennessee, and she died about the 10th of March, 1868.
She was 30 years old.
The other person that's buried there is Susan Little Page, born April 23rd, 1804, died January 21st, 1870.
She lived to 65, but we don't know much about them beyond when they were born and when they died, who they married, and who their kids were.
Really, you should be talking to, because he lives in Austin, is James White. He owns the Broken Spoke.
Oh, really? Oh, okay, yeah.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
This is James White.
Okay, I'm James White, and...
Like Nancy said, he and his wife own the Broken Spoke, the iconic dance hall in South Austin.
What do you want me to say? This is Annetta White.
But before we get to the Whites, let's go back a ways.
One day, the little house was surprised to see a horseless carriage coming down the winding country road. Pretty soon, along came a steam shovel and dug a road through the hill covered with daisies. Now the little house watched the trucks and the automobiles going back and forth to the city. Everyone and everything moved much faster than before.
As the years passed, things changed around the Davidson Little Page Cemetery. Roads were built, an Air Force base. The cotton plantation out here was chopped into ever smaller pieces. In the 1950s, a crew surveying for a new highway to Bastrop found the cemetery. The headstones fallen over, the grass and trees surrounding it overgrown. They could have dug it up, carted what was left of the bodies off somewhere else, but they didn't. They steered the highway around the little cemetery, fixed up the headstones, cleared away the weeds. They put up a chain-link fence to protect it, but they couldn't find anyone to claim it. Which brings me back to these folks.
I'm Annetta White.
I'm James White.
I'm married to James for 51 years.
And the rest of this story starts with kind of a mystery.
You know, we started getting into genealogy in 1969, and I've been hearing family stories about my family, you know, forever since I was a little kid, you know, and I kind of knew about Grampy Campbell, who was John Eaton Campbell.
That's John Eaton Campbell of Campbell's Hole, the swimming spot on Barton Creek.
And I never really heard that much about his wife, whose last name was Davidson.
Maiden name was Davidson.
Yeah, the maiden name was Davidson. Anyway, you know, we got to thinking about, you know, we knew where Grampy was buried over there at the Masonic Cemetery off of South Congress, but we started asking the family members, says, you know, where was his wife buried? And nobody knew anything about it.
Everybody we talked to said, oh, she just wandered off one day. I said, she didn't wander off.
So they kept looking. This was sometime in the 1980s. They're not sure exactly when.
His dad came to town from California, and he and I went to the Austin History Library, and we asked to see all the cemeteries, and we started looking for her name.
They dug through the records, spent hours at it. Finally, they found her, Lavinia Davidson Campbell.
You know, I just can't even tell you the feeling when we finally found that. It's, when you do genealogy, it's like a jigsaw puzzle, and you're so thrilled when you find another piece that fits.
I always kind of figure, you know, you should know where you came from. Maybe it'll help you figure out where you're going, you know. It's just some little simple thing. It's a clue of some sort.
So Annetta and James's dad figured out where Lavinia was buried, in the Davidson Little Page Cemetery.
Then we went home, got James. We all went out there and kind of found it together.
Out to the little cemetery in the country.
I remember very vividly as I sit here, you know, when I finally, you know, got there, it made everything real. You know, it's like, this is my great-great-grandmother. And it was just a fulfillment. I mean, all of a sudden you're there, you know, and it's like finding gold, you know, or something. If you haven't been out there digging in the dirt for a long time, you know, man, I've hit the mother lode, you know.
They'd learn more about Lavinia Campbell as time went on. They'd find new clues about the little cemetery and who's buried there. Next to Lavinia's death date in a family Bible,
November the 17th, 1857.
A note that someone else died that day too.
Little Angel brother died. That's the baby that they lost.
Yeah, evidently they never named the baby, I guess.
I think when they died, just after being born, a lot of times they didn't name them.
Lavinia died in childbirth, which was not uncommon in those days, and they think she and the baby are buried together at the Davidson Little Page Cemetery. Later, they'd bring Nancy, James's cousin, to see the cemetery.
It was almost spiritual. I said a prayer and thought, I wondered how many people never knew that they were there all these years.
Now, the little house only saw the sun at noon and didn't see the moon or the stars at all, because the lights of the city were too bright.
So we know that back in the 1950s, highway planners saved the cemetery. But now there's a whole lot of construction going on here again as a new section of 183 gets built. Flyovers will go up on either side of the cemetery. So what happens now?
Most of what we're doing right now does not come anywhere close to the cemetery.
This is Steve Pastelnik. He's with the Central Texas Regional Mobility Authority, the agency doing all the road construction around the cemetery.
At this point, I would assume it'll be left there for some time to come.
The highway will rise around the cemetery for now, casting shadows on the graves.
I hope they leave it just like it is, and when they get through with all the construction out there, I hope they put a real nice fence, a fence that is deserving of them.
I can't help but notice the parallels between James's ancestors' resting place and his business, the legendary honky-tonk on South Lamar he started more than 50 years ago, the progress around it, the shadows cast by the buildings that now loom over it.
I got all these modernistic apartments all around me. I got a busy South Lamar. It's never been that busy in my lifetime. And it's got all the hustle and bustle of Austin. But once you walk in the Broken Spoke, it's kind of like a two-step back in time, and you're walking into a historical place.
And it's kind of the same with the cemetery. At night, when the traffic calms down and the airplanes overhead get a little less frequent, you can almost take that step back in time. Close your eyes and feel a little, just a little, of what it might have been like when these folks were laid to rest out here so many years ago. I like to imagine it that way. Just like at the end of the book, The Little House, when they move her back out to the country.
The stars twinkled above her. A new moon was coming up. It was spring, and all was quiet and peaceful in the country.
There's much more AT Explained at atexplained.org. You can subscribe to our podcast there. You can ask your own question. It might be the next one we answer. That's at atexplained.org. That's atexplained.org. AT Explained is a production of KUT in Austin. I'm Matt Largie.